The end of this school year in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, marks the end of one of its high school buildings. The new, roughly $120 million Taconic High School replaces the original, which was built in 1968. Pittsfield School Superintendent Jake McCandless spoke with WAMC about why he's excited about the new building and what it could mean for future school consolidation in Berkshire County.
This school was designed, of course, with safety and security in mind, as all schools are that are designed, you know, really within the last 15 or 20 years. It was a school that was designed, and this is going to sound, pardon the pun, really pedestrian, but this school was designed to accommodate students who drive, students whose parents drop them off, students who walk to school, and students who ride the school bus. I'm sure you've been around to our schools in the a.m. time and in the p.m. Pickup time when, you know, it's really rough traffic-wise. This school was designed with really three separate pathways to accommodate everybody in cars and then sidewalks and a path to accommodate our walkers. And really, this school was designed with the help of the MSBA and through the auspices of a truly remarkable design and construction team consisting of DRA architects, Skanska, who is our owner's project manager, the Gilbain Corporation, who are the builders, and David Tierney, who partnered with Dave Tierney Jr., who partnered with Gilbain. We have built a school that is going to feature vocational education prominently. Upon entry, you'll really be on the main street of Taconic High School, where the main office is available, the school nurse is available, the counseling suites are available. There will be a preschool that is nearby. The places that we really hope are public who are paying the bill for this use, places like the Culinary Arts Restaurant and the Cosmetology Program are also along that main street. So we want this to be a building that gets used and well used and respected by the entire community.
So when you say the entire community, you said a minute ago the building's serving possibly all of Pittsfield. I'm interested in that. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, obviously in my budget presentation to the full city council a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that, you know, almost on a weekly basis, we are looking at data that helps inform what we do with our schools. And when I say what we do with our schools, I'm talking about, you know, the physical reality of being able to perhaps collapse and combine schools. You know, the Berkshire Eagle did a really excellent opinion piece about consolidation here in Pittsfield and looking at it from a countywide perspective. What the rest of the county does is certainly up to the rest of the county. There are brilliant people serving in administrative posts, finance posts, school committee posts, select board posts in every single community in Berkshire County, and they're all thinking about how can we serve our kids better and more efficiently given the constraints that our tax system is placing upon not only us as a governmental entity, but upon the people actually out in the community who are paying those taxes. You know, my remarks were really aimed at the fact that we have 12 schools in the city of Pittsfield. We have 5,500 students right now. If we believe the projections by the regional planning board here in the Berkshires, and we have reason to think that their projections historically have been spot on, within a decade, we're going to be down another 1,000 students from just the realities of who comprises our community. So I wanted the city council to be aware that we think about what we can do to keep education as vibrant as possible, but delivered in the most efficient and cost-effective ways as possible. And we would be foolish to think that does not include potential consolidation of some schools here within the city of Pittsfield. And then certainly our message to our neighbors is, you know, we are building a, we are on the cusp of opening a brand new state-of-the-art vocational facility. And even though we're not a regional vocation in name or in governance, we fully intend and our hope is that we are a regional vocational facility in fact, even though we're not in name.
What would that mean for the PHS building?
You know, the PHS building right now serves 900 students. You know, the new Taconic, when it's fully up and operational, will serve 900 students. There is no way physically that, you know, those two buildings could be combined right now. That neither building would accommodate those numbers of students given the needs of the students that comprise those student bodies. What it could mean, however, in the future is there potential to add on to Taconic and build more space to accommodate more students? Yes, there is. That potential exists. It was one of the design features that the school building needs asked for in the design. There is certainly not blueprints for, but there is a vision for how that could be done and even a decent idea of what ultimately that might cost, you know, in today dollars. Hard to tell 10 or 15 or 20 years down the road. I think we have to weigh when we have those kind of conversations that we know here in Pittsfield, the several hundred students that choose the school choice out, often one of the reasons they choose the school choice out is that families are very comfortable having their students attend an elementary school with 250 or 300 students. They are far less comfortable having their students attend a middle school with 650 or 700 students, and then a high school with 800 or 900 students. So I think we have to be very mindful that the size of a school is definitely something that impacts families' decisions to stick with the City of Pittsfield Public School System for K through 5, but it is a big factor in why families choose to go elsewhere because they simply can't envision their children, their treasures, as part of that big of a school community. And so, you know, we need to be mindful that although we want to be efficient and we want to be cost-effective, we do not want to create a situation where we're making matters worse by suggesting to more families that they need to go to another municipality to find what they want and what they need for their children.